Thank you so much for tuning in to the very first session of Place of Springs. I wanted to give a short introduction before I dive into the meat and veggies of what this podcast will be about. I know I mentioned about 3 weeks ago that this podcast would be out in 2 weeks, but you know how life goes. You get busy and make excuses and forget. But I don't want to wait any longer, especially because this is something that I feel called to do in this moment. And I wanted to give a little bit of background as to why I feel like right now is the perfect time to talk about Christianity, God, a relationship with Jesus, and how I've experienced all of these three things in my life. So, basically, the purpose behind this podcast was brought to my attention about a year ago. I had just moved down to Santa Clara, which is where I currently live, and I was transitioning into the working adult life in Silicon Valley. It was, you know, truly the first season in my life where I was far away from my friends and family and trying to figure out how to do life on my own. And upon moving here, I realized two things. One, I was not in survival mode anymore. If you're in college or still in school, you probably know what I mean. Survival mode kind of being where you're just trying to get through the day by day, trying to do your jobs, right? Trying to do your schoolwork and not really having a lot of capacity for the things that you enjoy. And I realized that, you know, I'm an adult and I have money and I have time and I need to make smart choices about how to invest that money and time. And so I realized, you know, for the first time, there was a surplus of these things. And the second thing I realized was that I've always had an intense desire to preach out the gospel. Some of my inspirational role models have always been people like Kim Walker or, you know, people who are unafraid to just be fully in with regards to their faith. And throughout college, it was always like this tug of war in my spirit of, I'm here to study and I'm here to, like, you know, be obedient to what I feel God has called me to do, but at the same time, like, I really want to just preach the gospel. And that's part of the reason why I did a lot of mission trips my sophomore year of college, and why I, like, really loved going to church and, you know, talking to other believers, is because there was just something so life-giving about it. But again, there was always that push and pull of time and tension. And so for the first time in my life last June, it was weird to have both the desire and the time to do something I felt like I was called to do. But regardless, that's where I found myself, renting out a converted living room in a house in Sunnyvale, which I'm very thankful for, warding off the spiders by night and learning the tricks and trades of the TMS mental health trade by day, but always learning to love God and trying to love his people well. And so, basically, I began to pray and I asked God to show me how I could bring change and love and hope and all of these good things into the world in a way that was not just my job. And listener discretion advised, one night I kind of had a really intense dream, and I dreamt that my family and I were in a car on our way home from LA, and all of a sudden there was a massive earthquake in Southern California. And this might sound intense for those of you who are not really used to interpreting dreams and, like, giving much significance to them, but I kind of had a gut instinct that this one was different. In my dream, basically, there were trees falling and roads being upheaved and cars crashing into each other and trees just, like, blocking the road. And I remember this intense feeling of fear and this intense feeling of change in my gut. And this is where it gets kind of intense. There were beheadings, like, on the side of the road and religious sacrifices going on. And I just remember in that feeling being so afraid and being so convicted that these were different times. And I remember screaming in the backseat of my family's car in the dream and thinking, like, wow, there has to be something that we can do, something that can be said that brings hope and beauty into a world that's so ugly and real. And I just kept hearing this voice in my head saying, I need to preach Jesus. I need to preach Jesus. I need to preach Jesus. That's like the only thing I need to do right now is just talk to people about God and about the gospel. And it was the strongest conviction that I've ever felt in my life. And I woke up and I remember just feeling this intense desire to just go out and talk to people about Jesus, and like this really heavy sadness in my heart because I realized like that dream is kind of reality. And maybe it's not in our faces all the time. Maybe, you know, we're used to being comfortable and we're not used to seeing these ugly things in our faces all the time. But that is very, very real. And that was last year. Since then, the world has seen so many chaotic events unfold. We've seen fires pretty much destroy large cities in Northern California. We've seen earthquakes shake up the status quo of Southern California. And now, like, we're in a pandemic in 2020. It's nuts. And it's just, like I said before, like, this deep conviction in my heart that people need a word of hope and they need a word of salvation. And I say that word with a lot of trepidation and a lot of fear because I know that people think of Christians as being these overimposing, you know, disrespectful people who just want to push their beliefs on everyone. But I wouldn't be sharing these things if I didn't really believe that it could help and if I didn't believe that it could bring hope. And to be quite honest, it's taken me a year to be faithful to that dream, to be faithful to that call of I need to preach Jesus. And right now I feel two things. One, I feel sorrow that I kept the gospel inside of me stale and quiet for such a long time. But I also feel excitement because I know that God can use even my social anxiety, my fear, and my disobedience to glorify his name through a podcast. And so that's basically it in a nutshell. That's what this podcast is all about. I really, really want to be faithful, and I want to be a good steward of that word that God gave me a year ago. And I don't want to stand before the Lord and tell him that I dug my head into the sand like an ostrich because I was afraid of speaking, afraid of my voice, afraid of people. And for those of you who don't know, I've been battling with depression and social anxiety for pretty much my entire life. And while those are very good reasons to not talk about something that you care about, it's also something that has a huge reward on the other side if we choose to go against it. And so I know that people right now need to hear a word of hope, and I firmly believe that that word of hope is Jesus. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast and for tuning in. And thank you for everyone who's made it possible to finally share this journey, and to everyone who's prayed for me to be who I was really meant to be. From Karen, a sinner saved by grace, revived by love, and sealed forever by his mercy, to you, perhaps the same. I could not be more grateful.